Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Foundation of our faith. We know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The substance, the reality, the material of things hoped for. But it's the evidence, faith is the evidence of the things that we haven't seen. How do I know that this is true? I got evidence. Show me your evidence. It's my faith. Faith is the substance of the thing that you are hoping for. Come on, let me say it again. Somebody's gonna grab it. Faith is the substance, the materiality, the material, the substance. Faith is. Faith is the substance of what you're hoping for. Without faith, ain't nothing there. And it's the evidence of the things not seen yet. If we yet hope for, why would we yet hope for that which we see? There's no need of faith. But if we hope for those things that we don't see materially yet, then faith is the substance of it. Amen? And then do we with patience wait for it. See, something's going on. God is up to something. He's working in you. Look at somebody, tell me, he's working in you. He's doing the work in you, in preparing you for what is prepared for you. Let me say that again. God is preparing you for what has been and is prepared for you. If you'll go with me to Galatians chapter 3, the foundation of our faith. Verse number 16 of Galatians chapter 3. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith, not and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Amen? He goes on to say, and this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promises or the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. What powerful verses of scripture. This revolutionizes our concept of God. You know, the Old Testament concept of God is one thing, and it's written for our learning. But we are the recipients of a new covenant. Amen. That was before the law. Law has to do with works. It has to do with performance. It has to do with your performing, your doing. But the promise is not of the law. It's not based upon how well you can do something or your gifting or how faithful you are with something. Be faithful. Do the best you can with everything you do. I mean, just let that be your standard, your modus operandi, the code by which you operate. But that ain't going to bring the promise. That is not the foundation of the promise. And this is where we have to wage war in the place of our mind, because all of us have been indoctrinated to some degree, conditioned in our mind to think about church in a certain way that back then, you know, there's a lot of difference And I'm not talking about New Age stuff or, you know, adding to the gospel. We've been enlightened. We live in a day when men run to and fro. Knowledge is increased. And it's important. You know, it's important that it increases in us, that we understand. It's important that we are able to change. Amen. I said it's important that you can change. All change is not good, but some change is imperative. Some things you have to change. There's some things you got to let go by the wayside. Some things sometimes you have to change a belief system, because that is what has kept you out of the promised land. It's nobody else. It's not your circumstance. It's not the devil. The devil's defeated. And that's one monster we really have to slay. One giant we really have to slay is that the fact that the devil is defeated. Jesus took care of him. The devil that we have to war with is the devil that's stuck in our minds sometimes. The old mindsets, the fears, the wavering, the doubts, the unbelief, the self-condemnation. You see, we're partakers of a new covenant. And our faith must be focused on Christ. Amen. And on what Christ did. Amen. Not on what you did. Amen. Now, this is not a license to sin, because see, when your focus is on Christ, then your affections are not about worldliness. You find fulfillment. You don't need a lot of other stuff. You're not searching for outlets, because your focus is on him. But see, our focus is on his death, burial, and resurrection, what he did already, not upon what we cannot do or what we are trying to do. The foundation of our faith rests upon what he has finished. Amen? Now in doing that, in placing our faith there, in setting our affection on that, some things start to change in our life. Effortlessly. Sometimes people have thought, you know, well, I need to do this and I need to do that to please God. I need to, you know, I need to. What you need to do is make a decision. What you need to do sometimes is just let go and really let God. See, that's a very insecure place for a lot of people. They feel very uncomfortable in letting go, because they are no longer in control. You stay in control of you. Let God control the rest. You can't control people's responses or what people are trying to do or what they would do. You can't control that. But you can control how you respond. You can stay on point. You can stay, amen, connected. The foundation of our faith are based upon the finished work of Christ. The finished work. In this Mega Grace series, you'll hear a lot of that phrase, the finished work. The foundation of our faith is contingent upon the understanding that before God begins something, he finishes it. That's strange to our natural, our finite mind, because we are subjected bodily and you know, physically, so to speak, to time. And there's a whole lot of stuff ain't finished in time. But see, God's not limited to time. He's not limited to your right now. He's not limited to your yesterday. He's not limited to your next 10 minutes. Even though our spirit man is free, the war rages in our mind, is waged in our mind. See, the way God will help to make you, the foundation of faith, you have to understand something. God, in bringing you in to where that land flows, in bringing you into your prosperity, into the land that God oversees, not the land like Egypt. See, the land of Egypt, you can work and work and work and get so far. You know, they had to irrigate to get the water, to water all the stuff. They had to use their feet. They worked day and night to do that. God said, the land that I bring you into is not like the land of Egypt, where you labor and you earn. No, the land I lead you into is the land that drinks up the rain from heaven. In other words, it's the land that I look over and watch over myself. Come on, can anybody fathom that in their mind? This thing is almost, let me say this, it's almost too good to be true. You mean to tell me, God, you got stuff waiting on me that I didn't earn? You got houses waiting on me that I didn't build? Stuff I didn't pay for, you gonna put in my hands? I wish I had some help in here. You gonna give me favor, Lord, and these people don't even know me? You're going to open a door that I never thought in the world. I don't have the education to get through that door. But you're going to open that door for me? God says, this is the land to which I bring you. I'll do for you in 1 year, 2 years, what many don't accomplish in 10 years. Come on. See, this is part of the covenant. Because Jesus did it all. And our faith is the foundation. Not your work. A lot of people work, but they don't have faith. And it's not according to your work. Do your best. Work. Be like the ant. Don't be slothful. Do your work. But that is not the focus of the covenant. Focus of the covenant is a work that is already finished. And there's stuff. Somebody say there's stuff. Come on, say all kind of stuff. That awaits you as you walk the path of that covenant. You see, God, again, God did not make covenant with man. He don't have a covenant with you, and a covenant with you, and a covenant with you, and a covenant with you back there, and a covenant with me. And look, he's got one covenant, and that's with Jesus. One covenant, and that is with Jesus. He don't have a covenant with Allah. Confused. He don't have no covenant with him. He had a covenant with one, Jesus the Christ. He paid the price. He fulfilled all the demands, all the stipulations. He did it all without sin, without failure. He paid the price. And at the end, he said, Father, it's finished. Now man does not have to work to get into God's presence. Matter of fact, when you get up in the morning, you are in God's presence. Before you had your cup of coffee, you're in God's presence. Before your feet hit the ground, you're in God's presence. But the trouble is in your mind.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 35 of Mega Grace. Today's message is entitled, The Foundation of Our Faith. Faith is the substance of things you are hoping for. Without faith, you have nothing. It is evidence of the things not yet seen. God in His grace gave Abraham an inheritance through His promise. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. We are the seed of Abraham. We are recipients of a new covenant. The promise is not of the law or after the law. Your works will not cause the promise to manifest. Rather, it is your faith. Be it unto you as you have believed.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.